and welcome back to the Daily Dits podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Mitchell. It's Wednesday, the 22nd of July, and the Daily Dits is your behind-the-scenes deep dive into stories across the forces world. And today, we're touching on a subject that a number of veterans, personnel and their families sadly experience during and after service, and that's financial hardship. Thanks to a variety of military charities, though, there is support available for those who just need that little bit of extra help. And one of those is the RAF Benevolent Fund. And Gemma Lee James has been finding out a little bit more, and she's on the pod today. Hello, Gemma from BFBS Bryce Norton.
Hello, Lauren.
See that you've been busy with the RAF Benevolent Fund. Can you just sort of take me back to the beginning and sort of tell me about the time when you first came across the RAF Benevolent Fund?
So I've known the RAF Benevolent Fund for a few years now, you know, since I started working at BFBS Bryce Norton, what, about 3-4 years ago? And they support RAF personnel, veterans and families through all sorts of situations. So I've done a few stories over the years on how they have helped, you know, personnel, their families, veterans, with sort of financial difficulties or things that they're finding challenging with in life. But also, I've covered quite a few fundraising stories for them as well.
It seems like they are an amazing charity, and lots of people do various challenges and charity events to support them, which is always really, really nice to see, isn't it?
It is. It's nice to get, a team together, whether people are doing it, you know, on their own or they get a team together. It sort of builds that sort of community spirit. And of course, you're all doing something good for charity and also for, you know, your fellow military personnel, veterans, families. And you just never know when you might need that support one day yourself.
So how did you come across this story, and who was it that you ended up speaking to?
So I ended up speaking to Matt Neave, and we were introduced through the RAF Benevolent Fund. They were keen to raise awareness for all the support that they have available.
And what kind of support is that?
So it's a wide range of support that they can help. In Matt's story, we hear that he was based at RAF Bryce Norton. He started his career when he was 16. He ended up going out to Afghanistan. Sadly, he ended up with some PTSD because, you know, he'd seen some challenging things like a lot of people do out, you know, in Afghanistan. And what they did was him and another charity had helped him compete in the Invictus Games, which he managed to go on and win a gold medal, which I think was absolutely incredible. But that's when he then realised that he needed a little bit more support, because he was just speaking to, you know, lots of people that were sort of in the same boat as him. And that's when he'd approached the RAF Benevolent Fund. They helped him get through some counselling, which I think is still ongoing. And they also helped him fund a trip, to go away and just get some respite for a little while with his family. Not only that, we find out in the story that, you know, later on in life, Matt needs to go back and ask for some more help just as his life situation changes. So the help they can provide is anything from financial support, emotional support. They can tell you what sort of benefits and things that you're entitled to. They can help with education. And I think Matt's sort of story details the wide range of support that's available.
Let's hear his story.
It was something I always wanted to do because my dad actually served in the RAF. So it was kind of following in his footsteps, really. So the plan was always leave school and then join up the RAF and have a career in the RAF. So that's kind of what inspired me to join up with them. Yeah, I was stationed down at Bryce Norton as airfield support. I was doing sort of anything really related to a vehicle and aircraft, really, whether it was refueling, defueling, you know, loading, unloading, de-icers, you name it, I did it. But I was deployed on Optelec in March 2003. I went out there, and part of my sort of role with that was loading those injured for repatriation back to the UK. And unfortunately, that kind of took its toll on me. In the end, I was medically discharged in 2004 then with PTSD.
I'm so sorry to hear what you've been through. It. Tell me, when did you first reach out to the RAF Benevolent Fund for some support?
So initially when I come to my discharge, I didn't really accept there was anything wrong with me. And it took me a lot of years to sort of come to terms with that. And it wasn't until 2016 where I actually sought some professional help. And that was really due to the Invictus Games I got involved in for Toronto. So they helped, along with another charity, fund my archery equipment so that I could compete in. I won a gold medal, and which was fantastic. More importantly, what the games did was it made me realise that there was a lot more people in the same situation as me. It got me thinking that perhaps I do need some help. 3 years ago, it was an accident at work. I had a small bleed on the brain, part of my nose, and I'd been restitched back on. It's left me with chronic back pain and leg injuries.
And this is where the fund managed to step in when, I guess, money became a real worry.
I took part in a trial therapy called 3MDR. At the end of that, I wasn't in a very good place. So Benevolent Fund actually funded for myself and my family for a respite break to get away. Sort of reground myself, if that makes sense. Yeah, after my accident then, so I was losing earnings. My ex-wife, because she had to stay at home and care for me because I was completely immobile. The fund stepped in then and helped with grants towards the rent and other financial assistance that we needed at that time. It was getting quite stressful because I was relying heavily on my daughter to look after me and take the dog out for a walk and just simple things like that. So they sent an occupational therapist out to me to assess me. They provided me with a mobility scooter now so that on days where I am really, really struggling, I can still keep some of my own independence. After my separation, myself and my daughter, we decided to move back up to Scotland because I'm originally from Brechin. The fund again stepped in there, didn't have anything, no furnishings, nothing like that, and they actually provided a grant to be able to get beds, furniture, TV, and get me and my daughter set up.
I mean, that must have made a huge difference, that little bit of support that you had. What is one of the biggest misconceptions people have about asking the RAF Benevolent Fund for help?
It certainly used to be in my days that the RAF Benevolent Fund was only for looking after officers, when that's not the case. They're there for the whole RAF family, and it's not just the serving person they're there for as well, it's the dependents they're there for. They'll help port things like funerals and bereavement costs, further education, employment.
If there is somebody that is listening to BFBS right now that's struggling financially or maybe finding life just that little bit difficult, what would you say to them?
Ask the RAF Benevolent Fund for help. You can even go online now. There's something called the Lightning Reach portal, and even for small grants up to £750, it's a quick online form, so you don't even need to speak to someone over the phone. Don't be too proud. Even if it's not financial, you just need information to get what benefits you're entitled to, or you need a little bit of support. Just don't be too proud. Just contact them.
Wow, such an honest and brave account from Matt. Wouldn't you agree, Gemma?
He was incredibly brave to open up, and I think you can tell in his voice there as well. And I mean, what made his story so powerful was just the many different times that the RAF Benevolent Fund had helped him through the different stages in his life.
Absolutely, and I think it's very brave of him to speak out as well, to show other people that might be facing financial hardship that they're not alone.
Yeah, I mean, Matt, you know, mentions that himself. And I think what comes across from Matt is that he had some incredibly difficult experiences, but he also talks very openly the fact that it took him a very long time to ask for help. And now he's the one out there saying, look, if you are struggling, there is help out there. You know, don't you know, suffer alone. And he also mentioned as well to me, you know, off air, that, you know, when he was asking for help, he was asking himself, was he deserving of this help? Was he, you know, would he qualify for this help? And of course, yeah, he did.
And the RAF Benevolent Fund, I'm sure, can help a wide variety of different people, can't they?
Yeah, I mean, as I was saying, it's, you know, current serving personnel, veterans, also families, if you are part of a military family, children as well. They can help everything from, you know, Matt mentions it in the audio there, anything from funeral costs to educational to, you know, trips away. You know, they can help with things like that, counselling. There is such a wide variety. And Matt mentions as well that you don't just have to speak to someone now, you can actually go on the website and fill in the details. So I guess it removes that sort of, maybe that embarrassment or stigma that people maybe have of asking for help.
I was going to literally just say that there might be a stigma of embarrassment or guilt surrounding the idea of asking for help. And I'm going to gather that the RAF Benevolent Fund kind of want to stop that.
That's exactly what they're trying to do. You know, they're open, they're friendly, they're there just for a chat, and there's just so many options available. But yeah, that's what they're trying to do, is just remove that stigma and embarrassment of just asking for help. You know, we're in 2026 now, and I think we are starting to realise that asking for help is actually a strength.
And Gemma, we touched on this sort of at the beginning of the pod, that myself and yourself, we've seen plenty of fundraising challenges, events that have gone into funding charities just like RAF Benevolent Fund. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I mean, I cover quite a lot of people's fundraisers that are doing for various charities, the RAF Benevolent Fund. Recently, I've got to give a massive shout out to AS1 Rowan and from RAF Bryce Norton and a team who recently have climbed Mount Kilimanjaro to raise money for the RAF Benevolent Fund. I think the last time I spoke to him, it was over £2,500. Of course, that money is going to go towards helping people like Matt. So again, if you're just thinking about maybe doing a little bit of good, you know, looking for that sort of fundraising, get in touch with the RAF Benevolent Fund, because they've always got really exciting fundraising challenges that you can either join part of a team to do, and or you can do something on your own.
Absolutely. I love me a good fundraising challenge. I don't know about you.
I do, yes. Just don't make me jump out of a plane again.
Oh, yes, you did that, didn't you?
Yeah, did that a couple of years ago as part of a charity fundraiser. A few people suggesting that I should do it again, but maybe just do it on my own this time. I'm not sure, because they do say the second jump is worse than the first, because you know what's coming. But do you know what? If it was for charity, I would do it again, because, you know, there's that adrenaline rush and there's that feel-good factor that when you've done a little bit of fundraising and you know it's going to help people like Matt and you hear the stories, you do just get that feel-good sensation, you know, that has benefited someone.
When you say do it by yourself, do you mean as in like just take yourself off up in a helicopter and throw yourself out without an instructor, or?
Well, I think the next time the idea is that I'm not attached to an instructor, that I learn to do it myself. But I don't think, I'm terrified of heights, Lauren. I don't think that without someone pushing me out, and I'm sure there's a few people out there that would love to push me out of a plane, I'm not sure that I could do it.
Oh no, but like you said, sometimes it's all worth it in the name of charity.
Well, this is it, you know, if there's a queue of people lined up to donate to charity, I might think about it.
And Gemma, if somebody is listening today that might be facing some struggles themselves, or they know someone that might be facing some struggles, how can they get the help they need from RAF Benevolent Fund?
As Matt said in his interview, you know, don't be shy. Don't be afraid about asking for help. The sooner that you ask, the better it is to get that help to you. And the RAF Benevolent Fund are experts at knowing how to help you on this. And you can get more information on the website rafbf.org.
Oh, well, Gemma, thank you so much for coming on the pod today. It has been so nice to have you here. And please, if you do come across Matt again, thank him for being so open on his story, and hopefully he might be able to help somebody else out there.
I think he will. I think he's a huge inspiration, you know, to others who are looking for help. So yeah, I think he was very brave and very honest.
Absolutely he was. Well, what else is going on across BFBS? Well, speaking of support, there is so much fantastic support out there for military personnel, their families and veterans. If you're in search of a helping hand, but you don't quite know the right place to look, bfbs.com/audience support is the place to go. From emotional stress to finances, bereavement to loneliness and PTSD, it's a hub full of websites, contacts that will put you in the right direction, whatever service you need. That's bfbs.com/audience support. Well, thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Daily Dits. I've been your host, Lauren Mitchell, and I'll see you tomorrow.